Yeah, Vita and Carla is on, and it looks like we have someone else from the public as well. It is 8:45. We're going to get this rolling. And let me find the other thing here. Where is it? All right. Adequate notice and electronic notice of this meeting were provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the regulations governing remote meetings promulgated by the Division of Local Government Services. Copy of the agenda for this meeting, including access instructions, was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger, and posted on the Clinton Township website, and was made available to the public for download on the township's website prior to the meeting. The clerk is on. Carla, just say hello.
Hello.
And she's under the weather, so I'll do the roll, and we'll start with Councilman Strauss.
Present.
And Councilman Kotzinowski. Councilwoman Switnik is absent. And Council President Millay is myself. Mayor Higgin?
He's here.
All right, sir, you're on.
All right.
You have a quorum.
Very short business meeting. The first item is a resolution to cancel some appropriations, which have then moved into fund balance or surplus, as the case may be. It's a function of good, what would I call it, fiscal management through particularly the end of the year. Nothing unusual here from my perspective. Any comments?
I would just add that it's a function of our ability to have generated a little bit of extra surplus this year. Hopefully, we may not use this, but it will provide us with some available funds going into next year.
There you go. In that case, I'll make the motion.
Second, Mark Strauss.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Mark got it over Tom. Let me just do this. And just keep the notes.
I can keep some notes.
Terrific.
All right. Could I have the roll call, please?
Do you want me to take this roll?
Or sure. If
Carla's not up to it. Are you okay, Carla?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kotzinowski?
Yes.
Council President Loy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next up in the final action of the year is a resolution authorizing the hiring of Dylan Dohanick as a police officer, filling a vacancy in the position of probationary police officer in the police department with a starting salary of $57,054 per year. He will have a start date on or about January 7 of next year. Questions, comments, concerns?
This is replacing an officer who left shortly after having started with us about a month or two in. So this is not a new position. It's just refilling one that we filled previously this year.
There you go.
Brian, do you have any background, brief background?
On the officer?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it was sent out with Carla. He's a current officer. Well, maybe he didn't send anything out here.
I didn't get anything.
Yeah, it's just the resolution, so I apologize for that. He's currently an officer in South Jersey. He's, I believe, got, Vita, you may know, five or so years experience.
Five years, I believe it was. I'm looking for my letter. He's a graduate of the Ocean County Police Academy and is a five-year veteran of the North Hanover Township Police Department. He has multiple certifications that he received over his career that make him an exceptional candidate. He passed, of course, the background investigation. And again, that's why there was some consideration to start him at a off the probationary salary because of his experience. And there are some certifications that we would have to require or pay for if he was not certified. So, and again, it's sometimes you're not paying for the certification, but you're paying for the officer while he's being trained. So this was a win-win, and this was the chief's, the lieutenant's recommendation.
I interviewed him as well, right?
Yes, I interviewed him as well, yes. Seems like he will be a good addition.
My phone cut in and out for a second. Did you say he's a full-time police officer or he's a waiver, class two waiver?
He's a full-time.
He is okay. Full-time, and he is replacing a full-time officer that, as Brian said, he was here for a short time and left shortly after his hire.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so if there's no more discussion, I'll make the motion on this one.
I can second it.
All right, Tom, go.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. The gentleman is approved. And that's it for the formal business. While we're talking about police, I just saw something in the Huntington Review this morning about the K Street Group, which is, renamed from a larger, more well-known security group. It is establishing a canine and tactical training academy somewhere in the county on 300 acres, opening in June of 2021. So if anybody needs to train canine dogs, officers, there'll be a local outfit to do that. Anything else from anybody?
We have the public We have to just quickly move to public comment. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes per person and must pertain to a governmental issue. The comments or beliefs may be of concern to the township's residents. All participants will be asked to keep their microphone muted during the meeting unless speaking. Members of the public that are viewing the meetings live, well, we can skip that because there's only one member of the public, I believe. Would the member of the public who's on like to say anything? Once.
No, thank you. It took me forever to find my mute button.
Oh, no worries.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Well, let's close the public comment period, and could I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Second.
Brian's got it. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed or abstaining? Thank you all, and I wish all a very, very happy, healthy, particularly healthy and prosperous New Year.
Thanks,
everybody. Thank you. Yep. Thanks again.
Okay. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it, Tom.
See you at noon, Tom.